might not necessarily be able to make my feet do all the things that my feet are supposed to be able to do, but I can make my face and my hands do the things that my face and hands are supposed to do. So as long as you hide my feet, I'm pretty good.
Hey, we need to talk.
Welcome to the Church Communications Group podcast, where we help church leaders find clarity, confidence, and connection in their communications. I'm Kim, General Manager of the Church Communications Group, joined by my co-host and friend, Zach.
Every Tuesday, we'll bring you fresh insights on what's happening in church communications. We promise to keep it real around here. Expect authentic conversations, practical advice, and definitely a few laughs along the way.
In each episode, we'll also share a valuable resource to help you grow in your church communications, leadership skills, and honestly, just life as well. So whether you're a seasoned communications director or just starting out, there is something here for you.
Now, get ready to learn, grow, and connect as we open up the conversation in today's episode of Hey, We Need to Talk.
Welcome back to the Hey, We Need to Talk podcast hosted by the Church Communications Group. I'm Zach and I'm joined by Kim today, and we have an extra special guest. He used to be my supervisor and his name is Bart Blair.
Bart,
how are you doing today?
Hey, Zach, we need to talk.
We need to talk. We've had a couple of those conversations. Yeah, for both my bosses. So this is a very uncomfortable seat I'm in right now. Bart, some of our listeners probably already know you because, I mean, you're at road shows. You've been at the conference. Also, a lot of our listeners work with Mission Marketing. Can you just give those who maybe not be familiar with you some context of who Bart Blair is?
Yeah, I'll give you a few bullet points. I live in Texas. I live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I have been on the missional marketing team for a little over 6 years. I've been a pastor for almost 23 years, been a part of a couple of different church plants, planting a church in the Dallas-Fort Worth area now. And I love being able to walk alongside churches to help them reach more people for Jesus. And that's one of the things that I love in my role at Missional Marketing is we get to work with so many different churches, big churches, small churches, and everything in between, helping them figure out how to leverage digital tools and resources to be more effective at connecting with people who aren't yet connected to their church and hopefully not yet connected to Jesus.
Yeah. Bart is like your pastor's pastor.
Yeah.
And that's what we love about Bart. Like if you ever get to sit in on any of Bart's calls, he really does pastor everybody and that he's got that pastoral heart.
He does.
So I always love that about Bart when we get to hang out. He's like, he's a pastor. So we love that.
One of my favorite things about Bart too, is that Bart is from the same world that you and I are from. Bart is from the world of music, musical theater, singing, dancing. I mean, I can only imagine the kind of dancing that Bart has done in his life.
I have to clarify that. So I studied music in college. My entry into ministry was as a worship pastor, a worship leader, because music is my primary gifting. I did spend a number of years, 5-6 years in professional theater, but I was categorized as a singer actor who moves, not a singer actor dancer. So anybody who's been in the theater space, you know what that means. It means I can be in the ensemble, but I'm in the back row. And I might not necessarily be able to make my feet do all the things that my feet are supposed to be able to do, but I can make my face and my hands do the things that my feet and hands are supposed to do. So as long as you hide my feet, I'm pretty good.
Mm-hmm. That is awesome. Well, hey, you know what? You move. At least there's that, right? Like, who wants to be categorized as the singer who can't move?
So today we're talking about another type of show. We're talking about the road show, and it's not your Broadway tour coming to your city, but it is us coming to your city. So Kim, can you just give us some context of what a road show is?
Yeah. So the Church Communications Roadshow, we hit the road. We're going to land in 14 cities during the 2025 season. And when we land in those cities, we're going to take one day, about 6 hours, with you, your church, multiple churches within a driving distance, and we're going to lean in heavy into multiple communications areas. Things from like, what is Google and why do we need to be leaning into Google? Running ads with Google, all of the best things that we need to know about Google. Our social media, what platforms should we be using? How should we be using them? What should our website homepage look like? When we're spending time building out our website homepage, what should it be look like? What should it look like so that we can lean in really good with that external audience? And there's so much more. We'll highlight some of those topics for 2025 here in just a short bit.
It's not just a good place for you to bring your team, but if you have a pastor or an executive pastor who isn't quite sure what you do, what your pain points are, maybe you're having some challenges getting some buy-in to some of the things that maybe you want to do, the Roadshow is a great place for you to just take a day with your pastor, your executive pastor, or who you report to, and sit together so that you can process these things together. Because some of the things that we're going to address in the Roadshow are some of the daily, weekly pain points that you as a communications person are experiencing. And I think it's been a great conversation starter for a lot of comms directors and their direct supervisor to go, okay, we hear what these outsiders are saying about where we ought to be focusing and the things we ought to be working on. And a lot of times we're echoing some of the things that you've been asking for help and support in. And so maybe sometimes having that outside voice will actually help you make some progress with whoever is leading you in those areas.
We do, as comm directors, feel that tension. And so getting your lead pastor in there is a great opportunity for him to really understand your job. A lot of times when we are an executive pastor, we don't understand what everyone's doing. So it's a great opportunity for them to get on board. So Kim, can you just walk us through what a day at the Roadshow does look like?
Yeah. Yeah. So like I said, about 6 hours is the Roadshow. We provide lunch. There's plenty of snackage. And there is some awesome people that come into these Roadshows. Zach, Bart, myself. I just put myself on the awesome list right there. Just kind of threw that one in there. but there's some others from our team as well. They come in with their expert knowledge to share with you guys and help you guys grow your church communications ministry. In that time, I was sharing with you before some of those topics that we lean into, right? So Google, crisis management is on our 2025 list, right? Because crisis management is so important for us right now. Social media 2.0, kind of the next level, the next phase of social media. Branding and messaging in our churches. And what does our branding and our messaging say to our external audience? And how can we clean that up and really make that something that people know who we are outside our walls and inside our walls? We're going to dig into websites a bit more with our website 2.0 for 2025. And then, of course, first time and second time guests, right? So now we start talking first time, second time, third time guests. And what is their, not just their experience, but what are the methods and the strategies behind getting those first time, second time, third time guests into our systems, but also as a part of the church, helping nurture them and make sure that they know that this is a place, this is a church that they want to be a part of, and that we continue to push and lean into them.
You know, when we do the road shows, what we've typically done is we can't, because of the time limitations, we can't do deep dives into everything. So we're trying to give you one or two or three things that you can really walk away with and apply in the context of your ministry immediately. And because we hit such a wide variety of topics over those 6 hours, you know, you may not everything may be something that you're struggling with, but you're going to find one or two things that if you can't walk away and apply to your ministry, then you should probably be on our Roadshow team because you're already awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, right? So, you know, one of the things we really wanted to dive into a little more deeply at this conference that we did this fall was SEO, like real SEO. Mm-hmm. What really makes Google happy with your website? We can talk about user experience, and user experience is a really, really important part of the church website, knowing who your user is and the pathway that you want to lead them on. But the biggest challenge that we have is how do we actually get people to the website in the first place? Which means our website needs to cooperate well with the search engine. So we looked at some very technical things, but tangible and approachable, like not technical. I spent 2 days this week at an IT network conference for churches, and like such the level of technical conversation that was going around my head, I was like, these people are speaking in tongues. I have no idea what they're saying. We will not. We're going to interpret the tongues of SEO for mm-hmm. you, so that you can understand some basic things that you can do, even if you're not a web developer or webmaster. Some things that you can know to look for in your own church website to know if it's healthy or not, to know if it's going to function well with the search engines, so that we can get more people onto your church website.
Yeah. And that's a huge benefit of it, is that we try to make this very grounded experience, because we know that there's a variety of knowledge base and mm-hmm. expertise that are walking into the room. We even have some of the churches that we partner with and coach with that come into it, and they go, wow, I didn't know that. And that has allowed us to be able to improve their marketing, improve their digital advertising. And even beyond just the knowledge that you can walk away with, we hear stories all the time about people being able to connect with one another in the room. St. Louis, it was a group of women that are all comms directors in the area. And what they did is now they were able to get each other's phone number, each other's emails. They go out to lunch and they begin to resource one another. So this is more than just you coming in and learning about SEO or social media. This is an opportunity for you to network and collaborate with churches in your community.
Absolutely. That's so good. Like, you know, here at the Church Communications Group, our desire is for churches to find clarity, confidence, and connection in their church communications. And you guys just nailed two of those things down super good. That confidence in what we're doing through things like SEO for our websites, the connection. And then honestly, the ending piece is for people to walk away with a little more clarity, a little more clarity behind what we're doing, why we should be doing it, where our focus is, what our language is, who we are, where is that clarity? Like, what are we speaking? What are we saying? Yeah. What are we putting out there that helps people know who we are and who we're all about? And that's Jesus Christ. And so I'm excited to see Zach and Bart out on those roadshows. I'm going to highlight the roadshows. So we've got in January, we've got Baltimore and Hartford, Connecticut. Then we'll be in Orlando, Florida. Yeah, come on. In February. Here's one for you, Bart. Nashville, Tennessee and Louisville, Kentucky.
Am I going to those? You're the boss. You tell me where to be and I'll be there. Okay.
Then, Bart, I do have you heading out to Raleigh, North Carolina and Greenville, South Carolina.
And I love the Carolinas. Man, I've got a number of churches that I work with in those states. And excited. That's one of my favorite parts of the country.
I love that. Yay. Then we'll be heading to good old Oklahoma. We'll be in Guthrie, Oklahoma and in Colorado Springs. So we're going to take a day trip and head back over to Colorado Springs, Detroit, Michigan. We will be there in August. And Zach, you will be with us in Detroit. There's two more that will end out our year next year. We'll be up in San Antonio, Texas and Houston, Texas, where Bart, you will help end the year there in Texas.
Yes. San Antonio and Houston. We had a roadshow in Houston last year. Houston is such a massive city. We're just going to go to the other side of Houston for this one that's coming up in 2025. I want to point something out real quick, because we're talking about like a year from now, but this is really important for those of you who are listening to this, who have to present your budget for your next year, for 2025 or the 2025-2026, make sure that you include some monies in your budget to attend the road shows, whether it's, you know, the registration fee or travels or hotel. If you want to, you know, if you want to go on the road to be at a road show, because we're not going to be really close to you, make sure that you're thinking ahead of that and ask for that money in your budget now so that you can be with us next year.
Absolutely. Well, and speaking of money, so the road show, the cost of the road show is $59. Now, here's the deal. If you guys are getting this from the podcast, we have a special deal just for you. We are knocking your ticket down to $29, from $59 to $29. There will be a code in the podcast notes. I'll give you the code right now. It's Roadshow29. Pretty easy. All caps. The word roadshow and the number 2 and the number 9. And that gets you your roadshow ticket for $29. Again, it'll be dropping on the screen and we'll have it in the show notes for you guys. Bart, we are so excited that you were able to join us today.
One thing I do want to highlight that you did not highlight is that $29 that people are going to pay if they're listening to the podcast and use that discount code, that includes your lunch. and a whole whack of snacks. In fact, you could eat $29. But like, we're good at snacks.
We are good at snacks.
Don't think we're good at communications and marketing. We are good at snacks.
We got good one snacks. Thing good at.
So you could eat your fill, $29 worth of snacks and coffee and soft drinks and lunch. Like, I mean, it's worth the price of admission. And in addition to just filling your heads with great information and great content, we're going to send you away with actual resources that you can use. You guys are so good at putting together like handouts and spreadsheets and tools that people can use in their own departments. So, I mean, $29 is a steal.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. That's why we had you on here.
You might think I spend a little bit of time marketing every week.
just a little, Bart. It was awesome to have you join us today. There you guys go. We hope to see you at a roadshow in 2025.
Hey, we need to talk.
Thanks for tuning into the Hey, We Need to Talk podcast. We hope today's episode has equipped you with insights and strategies to enhance your church communications efforts.
Remember, we're here every Tuesday with fresh content to keep you up to date on what's happening in church communications. If you found value in today's discussion, we'd love for you to join us again next week by clicking the follow button wherever you listen to podcasts.
And hey, you're a part of this conversation too. So if there's a topic you'd like to talk about, make sure to leave a comment in the episode and on social media.
For more resources or just to set up a call with any one of our team members, head over to churchcommunications.com and check out our free online learning platform, CC Plus, where you can access a wealth of additional resources to support your church communications journey.
We're Zach and Kim, and from all of us here at Church Communications Group, we're looking forward to helping you find clarity, confidence, and connection in your church communications.